A budget deficit in Alabama could mean early parole for prisoners, no state troopers patrolling highways at night, and fewer health inspections at restaurants. Fresh off voters' resounding defeat of what would have been the largest tax increase in state history, Alabama lawmakers are racing the clock to shave $675 million from the state budget by October 1st, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The people have spoken, Republican Governor Bob Riley told the Alabama legislature as it opened a special session to craft a spending plan for the coming fiscal year.
They want a government that is smaller and more efficient, one that is open and accountable to the people, that operates with the resources on hand.
That means redefining what government is, Riley said, and making difficult cuts in state services. Riley has proposed slashing most state agencies by 10 to 18% and completely eliminating public funding for non-state agencies. Schools stand to lose state funding for such essentials as textbooks, teacher supplies, and classroom technology.
It is perhaps the most painful public decisions I've had to make in my entire life.
Democrat Hank Sanders of Selma is the longtime chairman of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee. He says the cuts are going to take an already underfunded education system and make it worse.
Alabama has been working so hard to try to get out of the education dungeon. And it's like every time you climb up a notch or two, you get knocked right back in by the economic situation that pervades this country.
Last week, groups lined up before legislative committees to argue that they offer vital services.
I'm Mary Davis, and I am in my 32nd year of working with children and family in early care and education programs.
Dozens of non-government agencies, like the East Alabama Childhood Development Program, are pleading with lawmakers not to zero them out.
I cannot say that there was not a one that did not expect to be cut some this year. But 100% cut in a program, it's like a house of cards that would pull it down and the entire agency would close.
Her agency serves 2,600 children in 15 counties and helps the state draw down federal child care money. Other groups that could lose state support include domestic violence shelters, a camp for disabled children, and hospitals. Dalton Smith is a senior advisor to Governor Riley.
A lot of those are good programs. A lot of those are helpful. A lot of those that, you know, we are in favor of and think they do good work in the state. But in the type of budget situation we face, there's really no option.
I think a lot of the public's going to look at this as punitive and unnecessary.
Republican Representative Steve McMillan of Orange Beach wonders if the cuts aren't payback for rejection of the governor's tax package. He says voters don't trust the legislature with their tax dollars.
Probably 95% of the people I talked to said, look, I know the state needs some more money, but I'm not willing to send it up there right now because I'm not convinced it's going to be properly spent.
In an effort to regain voters' trust, Riley's budget eliminates what's known as pass-through pork, millions of dollars in state appropriations that lawmakers can direct to their districts for projects like ballparks. Lawmakers this week restored partial funding to some non-state agencies, but retained cuts to basic government operations. For example, there's already a shortage of state troopers, with waits upwards of 30 minutes for officers to respond to accidents. The new cuts would limit the number of miles troopers can drive and cut nighttime patrols altogether. The budget also calls for paroling at least 5,000 nonviolent prisoners over the next year. The state's top law enforcement official is warning citizens to protect themselves. Attorney General Bill Pryor says such drastic measures will make Alabama a less safe place.
I think that the first function of government is to protect the peace and security of its citizens. We will not meet that function nearly as well over the next year in Alabama because of this budget crisis.
And lawmakers say without new taxes, the forecast in Montgomery for next year is even bleaker. There are predictions of up to 50% cuts for state agencies, thousands of teacher layoffs, and charging students a fee to ride the school bus or play in the band. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.